ABC Radio Australia.
The price of guava is booming in Fiji, but growers are struggling to capitalise amidst threats from plant diseases and theft. It's seen some farmers turn to other crops like copra, prompting the Ministry of Agriculture to step in and find a solution. Lucy Cooper reports.
Global demand for guava is growing, and with it, the price. Simone Lomaloma reckons the type of guava grown has also changed.
Farmers still bring guava and sell it in the markets, but majority of the guava has shifted from dried guava to green guava. And the reason they would historically have done dried guava is because the farmer gets a better price when they're doing dried guava. It requires more work. You know, it's dependent on the weather. Whereas for a farmer, if you can sell it green, you get money quickly, and then you can just focus on farming the guava and not have to worry about the processing side of it.
He co-owns Wakanavu, a Fijian guava farming and exporting business.
The middlemen are willing to come out and buy guava green and then do extra work in terms of washing and cleaning and cutting and drying it, which the farmers all used to normally do because of the shortage of guava. And if they didn't do it, then they're not getting the guava. So it's one way for them to secure their supply of guava, and farmers are getting more money in their pocket, essentially, which is good.
But Simone is finding it hard to ride the price high. He says guava dieback disease and nematodes in the soil have impacted about 50 to 60% of his crop.
It is a big issue, but at the same time, it's one of those things that it's hard to manage at the time. It's all, you know, from a cash flow and labour perspective. You know, in hindsight, looking back, it'd be, oh, great, if we had managed to keep on top of those things. I guess the only other way would really be to plant less guava and focus on maintaining the plants that you have planted.
First discovered in Fiji in 1935, guava dieback disease is a virus that is caused by the cucumber mosaic virus, or CMV. It's spread from plant to plant, primarily by aphids.
The disease is called dieback because it starts from the leaf, and then it travels down to the stem, and then it goes right to the root.
That's Taloi Vasundraketti, a senior researcher in plant pathology at Fiji's Ministry of Agriculture. Since last year, farmers and exporters have been increasingly contacting the ministry about guava crop losses and impacts. They said guava dieback was the culprit, so the ministry went out to investigate.
We have conducted a national survey on guava dieback. There were a total of about 13 farmers or 13 households that planted guava plants. And out of the 13 farmers, about 10% are impacted with guava dieback disease.
Mr. Vasundraketti said researchers were able to verify in the field that there were other factors contributing to the crop's woes. One of the main culprits were root knot nematodes, minute worm-like animals that infect the roots, resulting in the guava plant to be wilted or stunted. So to help farmers, the ministry embarked on nationwide awareness about what's impacting guava crops, including nematodes, weather and dieback. They're also researching guava varieties that are immune to dieback disease.
Dieback is not easy to manage or to control because it's a virus. We have tried options here in Fiji and we found that, yes, it's not easy to control the virus. There are a number of the management practices that are in place. And one of the main ones is, to start off with a clean plant material. The next second thing, plant it with other crops. This disease is spread by the vector aphids. If you do monocropping, it's easier for the aphid just to come land on the cover and then you have the disease. With intercropping, there are a number of crops planted with cover. So in a way, they act as a barrier to stop aphids actually landing on cover crops. The other one is the barrier cropping, that is planting other plants as a border to the cover plants, to the cover plantation. The point is just to stop the virus. But if you fly in with the virus, they will land first on these plants that looking healthy and green, and then they will lose the virus.
Mr. Vasundraketti is hopeful this will work.
It's also a positive outlook. that we can fight against cover dieback disease and assure the farmers that they don't have to be fear of cover dieback disease, but there's always a solution to every problem that we have.
Back on the farm, Simone Lomaloma said dieback and nematodes aren't his only issue.
Theft has become a big issue for a lot of farmers and also for ourselves as well. I've been out of the country for a month, and I go back in about 10 days, and within 24 hours of me flying out, we had our first instance of theft from me leaving. And then the same group, it was a group of five boys, they came back within 6 days, and one of them was actually caught, and they stole about $25,000 worth of cover just within 2 evenings.
He's calling for change.
Some people criticise the police, but it's just so widespread. A lot of it goes unreported, but I think the true problem actually is with the courts, the justice system. So you just essentially get a slap on the wrist. You might get a fine. They don't take the agricultural theft seriously. And Fiji is a hugely religious country. So it seems quite backwards with how widespread the stealing is. What ends up happening with that is it disincentivizes farmers, because kava has the ability for generational wealth. And all it really comes down to is hard work. So for a lot of farmers, you know, they get to the end of this time and they're harvesting, and then these cultural commitments and theft, you'd be questioning, why do you do all this hard work?